Hey, happy new year. How you doing? It's good to be back. I meant to get one of these out earlier this year. One of my new year's resolutions is to publish 250 of these Nomics updates in 2019. I don't really do new year's resolutions for the most part. Like, I guess my feeling is like, what business does the January 1st of 2019 version of me have? Like, what does that person have in terms of authority on telling the, you know, the version of me that exists in, like, I don't know, August of 2019, what to do? You know, a lot of things change over time. You know, I think with the business, it's different, but personally, I'm not into New Year's resolutions. But something I've been wanting to do for a long time is a podcast like this, which obviously I haven't just started, but it's pretty new. It's in its infancy. So the way I came up with this goal of doing 250 podcast episodes in this year is I took the 52 weeks that are in a year, and then you multiply them. And you subtract two, right? I get 2 weeks off. And I'm putting out podcasts 50 weeks out of the year, and then I want to do them five times per week. So that's 250. Anyway, I guess in the spirit of new year, like resolutions for the new year, I want to, like, I'm not going to tell you about Nomics's specific, like, what our goals are for the year. That's kind of private info. But I will say that we have a couple of moonshots that are lined up. And I started thinking about moonshots after speaking with one of our investors, Nikhil at Coventure Crypto. So he's a partner there. And I guess the backstory on this is Nikhil Kilgadi met with me, and also Atit from Coventure Crypto, who runs their quant fund. We met for breakfast when I was in New York. And one of the questions that I like to ask investors is, like, what's the best way to engage you, right? So Atit had been helping us out with a bunch of product-related things. He's deep in data all day long. But this was the first time Nikhil and I had met in person. And I posed this question to him, and he was pretty thoughtful, and he responded that he likes to help out portfolio companies with moonshots, right? And I kind of tucked that away in the back of my head and kind of reflected on probably the biggest moonshot that we ever took on, which again, I'm not going to tell you what it was, but it ended up turning out quite well for us on a number of fronts. It was something that we worked on for about 6 months, and it was fruitful, even though it was incredibly frustrating. It was something where we were kind of aiming to punch in above our weight class. And this, you know, our very first moonshot as a company came true, right? Like, it came to fruition. And so I was reflecting on that, and I emailed Nikhil a little bit later and said, hey, you know, I'd really like to take you up on this offer of helping us define moonshots, you know, as a company. And he sent me back this really thoughtful email to help me prepare for this meeting that we were setting up. And in that email, he outlined 9 types of moonshots. So these are, like, this is his IP, thanks to Keel. So the first type of moonshot that he describes, the first category, are moonshots that are obviously impossible, right? And he put obviously in quotes, right? These are things that you would like to do, but are just obviously something that you can't do. And I think that kind of framing pushes you to think bigger. So that's category number one, or type one. Type two, moonshot type two, are imaginary dream partners. So when you're going through this exercise and you get to number two, the objective here is to think about a dream partner that doesn't exist and just sort of define what the partnership would be, right? And the objective there is, after you've defined them, you actually start looking for real world examples of these imaginary dream partners. The third type of moonshot is the brand elevation. So think, you know, huge media partnerships. You know, for us, for Nomix, this might be a, you know, a partnership with the largest financial publication in the world, right? Providing data to them. Other companies might envision a Super Bowl ad, although that's almost never a good use of ad dollars. But, you know, what are some things that you could do that would immediately catapult your brand to the forefront of the space? The fourth type of moonshot is distribution channels or partners, right? So if you're a consumer packaged good company, this might be getting Walmart or Target or whoever the biggest retailer is in your space to get your product in front of a lot of shoppers. The fifth category is, or type, is unique individuals in other sectors who might come and work for you, right? And I think often there's very fruitful, like, cross-pollination that can be really beneficial to a company when they hire someone who's a leader in a tangential space that comes in and then, you know, runs their playbook in your company. That can be really great. I think there's a lot, you know, some of the biggest crypto companies are operating not solely in this sort of crypto native capacity, right? They have connections in banking and Wall Street and stuff like that. The sixth type of moonshot is geographical growth. So, you know, do you want to expand to Europe or South America, China, whatever? What might that look like, hypothetically? The seventh category are partnerships that we talked about, you know, distribution channels and imaginary dream partners. This would be like sort of actual concrete partnerships. The eighth category are, what might it look like if you had a government, including, you know, state government, local, federal government, etc., you know, as a customer, as a distributor, as a partner, but just sort of thinking about government in general can often be helpful. The government spends a whole lot of money, and I don't know that most companies really have an idea about how they might get government dollars. But in most industries, there is a version of, you know, the main company in the industry that primarily works with government. So, you know, that's worth pursuing. I know in the crypto space, Chainalysis, I believe, is doing work with governments on surveillance work and stuff related to money laundering, etc. Right. So that's just something to consider. Like, what would it look like to have the government as a customer or as a partner, whatever? And the ninth type of moonshot is team members, right? Like, if you were to go about recruiting your dream team members, you know, maybe the CEO of a company who's built something even bigger than you ever have, right? Several, you know, multiples larger than you ever have, or someone who's, you know, operated a high capacity in another company that might come in and not just bring a lot of credibility, but experience and growth to what you're doing. So those are the nine types of moonshots. And thanks to Nikhil for letting me share these with you. And in general, thanks to the CoVenture Crypto team and Cityblock Capital. So CoVenture is investing funds out of Cityblock Capital, and among other, you know, and their own money and a whole bunch of other things. But that's how I came you know, that's how this relationship with Coventure Crypto formed. And I really like those guys. They've provided an enormous amount of value, and I'm grateful for them. So I hope you enjoyed this list of 9 types of moonshots. They've been really helpful for me. And at a recent board meeting, we actually discussed these categories. And frankly, I've never seen anyone bring this sort of rigor to thinking about moonshots. Like before Nikhil, no one had like articulated these sort of distinct categories of moonshots, and it's just been very helpful. So hope you enjoyed this, and I'll talk to you probably tomorrow. Bye. Hey, thanks for listening. If you liked this content, please help me out by leaving a review on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts. It provides me with encouragement and it helps other people find the program. Also, if you have a question that you'd like me to answer on the podcast, go to asknomics.com, leave me a question, and I'll do my best to answer it in the next few days. Thanks for listening, and see you tomorrow.